Blog Talk Radio.
It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I think it's the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best,
folks
in our everyday lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members of my extended family, sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, that's too many.
Ed knows everything, so Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember us back in the days, like we was in Newark, and we had our, you had your office there, and that's where it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. And the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really was.
It was
I think it was fun
back then.
And it was a third floor walk-up, if I recall. It was I think it was the third floor, second or third floor. It was way up, many steps. And we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And we would have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. She had a big hit record, though, back in the day. And
she did. Oh, yeah. She was popular back then.
Exactly. She was popular. And we, Cece Peniston came and brought her manager. Yes, that was the early days.
Yeah. I was Montel able to shake Jordan. Her hand and everything. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? Were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
I forgot you were there.
Wow.
Yeah,
she was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all were. Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but... We had our office on the third floor. Next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did for radio. So they gave me the microphone to use Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic. Literally, all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the the hair show. Yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafee Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Everybody, everybody, everybody. Love ain't cause can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it, that we all know.
Can't break my soul.
Can have a stress and I'll take less, I'll justify love. We go round in circles, searching for love. We go up and down, lost and found.
Advisory Board. What is the Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board? Well, it's a voluntary group of amazing persons from all walks of life who come together every few months or so to share ideas that we can add to our broadcast. Now, you don't have to be in the hair or beauty world to participate, and it's totally free. So if you are interested, simply go to our website at afrolockmagazine.com. Again, that's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K magazine.com. And send us a message or call us at 862-277-0686. Again, it's 862-277-0686. Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have You put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to a very, very special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is our annual year-end review for 2021 and this episode. And it is my great honor to bring to the line my co-host for the episode. You guys know her. She is a radio personality in her own right, and doing so many incredible things out there. She was also an announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, let's give a warm, warm welcome of appreciation to the one and only Miss Mary Reed Johnson. Good morning and
Carrie.
Welcome. Yes, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, listen,
Do we really need to look back? Because remember, when Lot's wife looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt.
Well, let me tell you, Mary Reed Johnson, it is, we have a lot, yes, we're going to get into quite a bit. This is a show. This is a true radio show that we're going to really look back. We're going to, some of it, you know, it's kind of like yanking off a Band-Aid of sorts. You know, you got it done. It may be a little bit of, momentary, as they say, discomfort in the medical world, but you're going to have a long lasting impact once you open up and expose that to the air again and just embracing what's next. And I have to say,
I trust you to help us heal. So absolutely. I'm on.
Thank you. Well, I think we are both going to be doing that today, Mary Reed Johnson. So it's nice to have you back. First of all, we're going to get into a lot of what happened in 2021. But if you guys can remember, our year really kind of started a little bit earlier than that. And mostly, of course, you can't, you know, the elephant in the room obviously is the pandemic. So it kind of, you know, I thought when we were looking at producing this special broadcast for you guys, we were looking at how did we want to frame this? Do you want to talk about the pandemic early on in the broadcast, or do you want to talk about it a little later? However, we came to the conclusion that, you know, the pandemic really, it's called the pandemic for a reason. It's literally across everything, and it really set the foundation for, I mean, you can't escape it. It truly is the elephant in the room, and you have to address it.
It absolutely shaped us.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's start there, Mary. And as you guys out there know, we've all lived through this. It did not start in 2020. I'm sorry, it didn't start in 2021. It probably didn't even start in 2020, but that's another story. So, Mary, let's look back for a moment. And let's take a look. When January of 2021, we were already reeling from dealing with the pandemic. There was a whole lot of talk. If I recall correctly, the folks were kind of, and let me, before we even get deep into this discussion, let's let folks know that what they can also expect in today's broadcast. It's not just a kind of a regurgitation of pandemic talk. There is so much to look at that happened in 2021. We're going to cover some of the biggest news stories, some of the biggest pop cultural events, some of the things from the political world. We're also going to look at what is next for us. And, of course, as with any big, the end of the year, it gives us a moment to look back at some of the folks who have passed on and not going to be part of that that whole thing to move into the next year. And we're not even talking about the over 750,000 lives lost to the pandemic. So Mary, let's go back. In this, as I was just saying, let's take a look at when the year started, we were kind of reeling. I think at that point, the vaccines were just kind of being introduced. They weren't even rolled out, I don't think, at the beginning of the year. I mean, at the part of the beginning of the year. So let's say, what do you recall about that period, and how were you affected? Mary Reed Johnson.
Wow. Well, I would say as early as 2019, there was some stirrings going on, and we kind of poo-pooed everything through 2020. Our leadership poo-pooed everything. And so by the time 2021
right.
hit, our current head of state was really full steam ahead trying to get something approved that people would trust, you know, just vaccines and arms so that we could maybe get our lives back. And so it was a tough and uphill battle, but I'd say current head of state got some stuff done that was very much needed, or we'd, I think, have many more casualties than we do.
Right. Now, that's a very interesting point, and if you look at it, because if I recall correctly, for you guys, President Trump had kind of started with the whole vaccine rollout, trying to get the whole thing started with that. But Joe Biden came in because it looked like it was as if President Trump had kind of stopped and didn't do anything else. And so Joe Biden and his folks literally picked up the mantle, and they literally ran all the way across the finish line with this, getting the vaccines introduced and getting emergency authorization, use authorization out there to folks, and literally making huge news with the nurse who was the first to receive the vaccine in our country. And so, as you said, and I love the wonderful phrase that you just said, poo-pooed, because that is exactly what happened with the former administration under the Trump folks, who it appeared that were a bit, resistant to this whole idea of the pandemic. And there was even some discussions before that they knew, when they knew, how they knew, and this information was not made really get wind of this whole thing until I think the dam broke in like February, if you will. I think February of 2021. And I seem to recall, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and Mary, you're generally out in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. So we got a chance to look from our perspective, and I recall here in New York, now in my community, I live in and mixed in with a lot of folks who are of Asian descent, and they had already been wearing masks around my neighborhood for years, literally. That's the truth.
Because COVID is also known as SARS-2, and SARS they had dealt with in many countries, especially Asia, in the past. So they were used to wearing masks, and they took things very seriously. One of the other things that I was doing, because one of the I don't know if it's a myth, but one of the stories out there about COVID early on was that it came from bats. And so if you'll remember, we had these coins, a lot of our quarters, had national preservation type things, but there was a ugly bat on the 2020 coin that I was like, this is so ugly, it's probably going to mean something someday. And if I challenge everybody, find a bat quarter and keep them, but they're not a lot of them. So, we'll see what history has to say about it, but I don't think it was a coincidence.
Wow, that is so interesting. Now, I'll tell you, at that beginning stage, and that was the last time I had taken a New York City subway in my neck of the woods, because then they rolled out with information was just flying fast and loose. We didn't quite know what to believe. We didn't quite know what to anticipate with the pandemic. So as this whole look back at 2021, this year in review, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're going to be delving in. Almost every topic has some connection to the pandemic. So we're going to move forward with some of these other wonderful things to look back at, some a little sad, but some great memories also. And Mary Reed Johnson, I want to say, just even on a political front, since we kind of were talking and introduced, mentioned Donald Trump and Joe Biden and all this, you have to be under a rock if you don't recall. Like, it was the early part of January, like around January 6th, I believe, was the date when that insurrection happened. And that is on the Capitol, and which shocked everybody. I was glued to my TV, and we were broadcasting, I believe, on Hair Radio about this. This went on, and it just made huge news. It was just, you couldn't believe what your eyes were
watching it unfold.
You.
Yes, watching it unfold. A lot of people had that same kind of surreal thing and question. It's like, where are the National Guards? Where's our helpers? Is that our Capitol under attack? And is this for real? And what, all those questions. But it was real.
It was real. You hit it on the head. But the occurrence, if you guys recall, out there, it was not so much a surprise. You could tell the way it appeared that the former president and all those folks were kind of, allegedly what it seemed to be was that they were kind of goading these folks on. And unless if you're going to hide and hide it and, be in denial, but it was very clear that these folks were under the impression that they were going to meet Donald Trump at the Capitol building. And so this whole thing where they were there and he was not, and they began to, it was unruly. Thank the Lord that, sadly we had folks who've lost their lives, a few of them tied into this. But it could have been so much worse. It could have been worse because these folks were under the impression, false impression that, that our politicians, that was the target of all of this vitriol and hate and all this kind of stuff. And so they carried out, they acted out this. And thank goodness for the efforts of that wonderful black man who was the guard, the police officer who led them in a different direction.
Absolutely.
He led them away from where they were hiding. And that
saved
their lives.
They were so intent. Yes, they were so intent with their hate. You could even see the pause. It's like, well, we're supposed to go in the other direction. But they were so intent on lynching the person that they followed them anyway because they were angry and they wanted to. And, you know, also there was no thought that they would ever have to be held accountable or, you know, accept responsibility for some really bad things.
That's right. And we didn't even get to that part, but that's absolutely right. The thing is, what I was going to say about that, yes, when the officer was leading them away into the opposite direction, it didn't occur to them once that they were going in the wrong direction and that that was a ploy by the officer so that they wouldn't.
Oh,
would
I
not,
think they
you know,
did,
the
because if you look at that,
mob.
Look at that footage again, because there was just a second pause of the one who was like right behind the officer who looked in the other direction, like we're supposed to go that way. But he, again, that hate drove him to, like, follow this officer so they could, you know, cause him harm. And, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know. I think that that could be the case. I'm not disagreeing with that. My thing is that, like you say, I totally agree. I think they were so hate-filled that they could not think clearly and their judgment and all of that. So that officer, he literally had them to follow him, and he led all of them, like and literally like it was the Pied Piper, away from those. Now, this is why that is so significant for you guys out there, in case you probably didn't realize this. But had those folks, remember Mike Pence was there, there in that room, all those, because if you recall, the president had seemingly been pressuring Mike Pence to overturn, to not accept the results. That was the key. Mm-hmm. And so Mike Pence had to really go and not accept and do the right thing, which is to follow the Constitution. And Mike Pence did not have the authority to really overturn anything. So, But apparently, Trump did not want him to even acknowledge, you know, the results, which would have thrown things in chaos. And that's all that what it seemed to me is that the former administration was just trying to throw things in chaos. And had those folks who were going to open up and destroy all of that by storming the Capitol, had they been able to get away with it and got awful, you know, thank God no harm was due.
We might
Nancy
be in,
Pelosi,
I mean,
it'd
be
people.
Equivalent. Absolutely.
Not,
it'd be equivalent
might,
to being in any dictatorship country, yes.
Well, not might and could have, would have. We absolutely would have been a subject to a lengthier former administration. So Donald Trump would have still been able to, there wouldn't have been an election for, you know, Biden coming in. This is what is amazing that, that in my opinion, and I'm speaking myself, that if this, this man, if Mr., you know, the former administration, let's just say that, had gotten away, so to speak, with really getting these folks riled up so much that they would have caused that, our world would be very different right now. And that, it just seemed to me that some people don't care at what, at the lives that would have been lost. They're so selfish in their goals and, you know, what they're trying to get, you know, just have their own way, no matter how illegal and how awful and immoral, they didn't care because
people
what would have happened, they would have remained in power.
Yes, people want to believe what they want to believe. They can't put it on anybody in the end but themselves. And it's unfortunate, but the good thing is they didn't overthrow the government that time. They didn't take over democracy, and people need to appreciate what, even if it's not perfect, what this family is and or can be. Trust, if you travel at all, you see some things, and you're like, well, America's not perfect, but it sure could be worse. And thank goodness it's not, but we still are
Absolutely.
Not done yet. And by the way, even if you have a wonderful life and, you know, no harmful stains going on, it doesn't mean it'll stay that way. So you always have to be aware, and you always want to do whatever you can do, whoever you can influence, to bring about positive change or at least increase awareness of some positive standards there. And my thoughts might be different, but, you know, I think you can look at certain regimes and know that they're not good for women, or certain regimes and know that they don't like anybody who is not like them. And that's unhealthy at any level.
Absolutely. Well, that has all been exacerbated by, again, a culture. We have begun to accept this whole, you know, rage that seems to be building out here in America, and it's been going on for hundreds of years. Well, let me tell you, looking back at 2021, folks, if you're just kind of tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, if you're just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line is Mary Reed Johnson. You guys know her of Hair Head Heart. And we're taking a good look back at 2021. We're also looking ahead at 2022, some of the biggest stories that happened in this past year and why it's so important for us to take this look. I do it every year, Mary, as you guys know, I'm out there. We take a look back because it allows us things in the right perspective. We can kind of, you know, look forward and kind of know exactly what action we need to take and all that wonderful yep. stuff. You know, that's how I kind of do it. Do you have a ritual that you do at the end and the beginning of each year?
Well, I think I've been reviewing just things more often than I typically do, and that's not a bad thing. And so I'm embracing change. Yeah, I'm embracing change. I'm always encouraging just people, myself and people around me, to stretch. And if you've never stretched, or you've always been putting off things, or you think you don't have enough money or enough this, I would say poppycock. This is the best time ever, best opportunities we've had in, you know, 1,000 years, whatever, to
right.
stretch. So I'd say make sure right now stretch. As far as traditions for my family, we are pretty diverse as far as what we like, but you know, our bonds are very strong, and so that, you know, continues. I have 2 grown daughters, and each is amazing, fabulous, and, you know, very successful in their own right. So, you know, encouraging them to keep growing, and I'm going to keep growing even at this age. You can never stop, especially with the new opportunities that are presenting themselves. So if you get that extra stimulus check or that extra little piece of cash, do something with it. Don't just go and market.
Absolutely. And that's what I want to kind of jump in on as well. Speaking of 2021 and at the beginning of 2021, and there was that whole stimulus check, which I think would have been about the second payment, if I'm not mistaken. So, and I think $600 was issued out, if I recall correctly. I don't remember how much it was, Mary.
There were different amounts for different stories. About $300 each month. And that
but
is ongoing.
But it was never enough, though. No, but
well,
the, I think
something
the
is
check...
better than nothing. These people, I mean, the moratorium that they had on housing, that was helpful. The $1,500 or $1,200 to help you, you know, kind of get through whatever until unemployment kicked in, helpful. For some people who are gig workers or contract workers, we weren't even in categories that had been monitored enough that we would get unemployment, right? So all that
right.
CARES Act stuff was really helpful. Some small businesses, and unfortunately not a big businesses who already had a lot of money, were able to get stipends to help them through. And so it was really a holistic approach to keeping us afloat as a country. So I
yeah,
won't say that they...
I agree with you in theory, but when I look back and I remember this, I think what the whole thing was is that the payments and the way that they had divvied it up, yes, the money, no one's going to say money's not helpful. It is, and it's always on time whenever it does arise. Thing is, I think it certainly was not enough, period. It was not enough money.
Never enough.
I don't know. Right, well, I was about to say, I don't know anybody who would think that it actually was perfect and enough money for us. In fact, I seem even to remember one of the politicians when I think they gave us out, because they sent me money, I took it. But I think I think one of them was like, it was so low, and we had already been in the pandemic at that point for like 10 months or something. And I mean,
okay, think of your whole life. When have they ever given you money? Period.
Well, no, I understand and I totally agree with you. But the mm-hmm. issue here is that you got to remember folks were unable to work. They wanted to encourage you to stay home. Other countries took the approach to give you, because if they gave you the money on a regular basis and gave you money each month, you would have been more inclined to stay home, which would have cut down on the transmission potentiality, and it would have ultimately had a benefit to everybody's health. But they didn't look at it that way per se. So the little bit of money they were looking at, the reason that the money was issued, if you recall, was a stimulation to the economy.
Right.
Those
wasn't
are
about
the words that they were talking about.
No.
It wasn't about
yeah.
trying to, in my opinion, trying to really say, oh, we need to do this to, you know, keep everybody going and da-da-da-da-da. It was more so about stimulation of the economy.
Yeah, it absolutely was. But the thing is, we are the economy. We pay the taxes. We do this. We do that.
Right,
and if we
right.
can't move, then they...
Yeah, I...
So that's really...
Good point, Mary. Now, what about the vaccines? And I want to talk about this because then it was we started fighting about everything. Thank you, former administration in the White House, because what you have done is to make us look at our differences. We began to only focus on the differences. Don't get me wrong. The differences have always been there since the beginning mm-hmm. of time. But it wasn't the sole focus. And because of that, again, that word exacerbate, it has exacerbated everything. So when mm-hmm. I look back, yes, we got the stimulus monies. Those funds helped. They need to send another round, if you ask me, but that's my opinion. The vaccines were all over the news. Then we began fighting about the darn vaccines. And I remember because quite a few folks were reluctant about taking the vaccine, getting the approval of the vaccines, and where mm-hmm. do we stand now with the vaccines? And there are folks who now in certain cities and states where you can't even go into a restaurant and eat and sit down and eat without being fully vaccinated. And you have to provide proof or you will not be able to do that. So what do you say, Mary Reed Johnson? And I'll tell you what is going on out here in New York City. Now, Mary's out in the Minnesota area generally. So what do you say, Mary?
Oh, I think it's messy by design.
Yes.
So people have to just be logical. I mean that might be asking too much, but people want to believe what they want to believe. They want to do what they want to do, but there are certain things called repercussions on your actions,
right.
And then your actions are not necessarily individual, they are linked to certain things. So, for example, when people were dying with Philip Morris and the cigarette smoking and everything, yeah, it was cool, it was popular, blah, 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 but they realized that smokers were infecting other people. Secondhand smoke was killing more people than the people who were actually doing the smoking. So it's, you know, that kind of scenario.
Well, I wouldn't say it was killing more than, but it certainly showed that. Well, listen, it goes deeper than that as well, because there was all kind of things that have been there's a whole bunch. It goes so deep. That really is very interesting.
Yeah, public health concerns are just that, public health concerns. People didn't used to want to wear seatbelts. People don't text and drive. But these are problems. And the individual, I mean, they are as responsible as, you know, one person to the next person. So, we just have to get there. And so
I agree. Well, good way to look at it, Mary. Yes, I agree. Now, I'll say on the vaccine front, and I myself was a bit reluctant at first because, you know, there's a lot of talk surrounding that people are still reluctant, even as we, you know, go to air at this time. There are folks who are reluctant to get the vaccine. See, my thing is this. There are folks, I understand the reluctancy of folks in this country. The interesting part is that there are folks who are reluctant for different reasons. There are lots of reluctancy. Almost all of us have different reasons for being a bit reluctant. Now, I have to say, I went ahead and got my vaccination. So when I do events and things like that we'll talk about, I wanted to make sure that I was in good health to do so and to make sure that I was keeping myself safe and the folks around me. So I went ahead, and I believe in science. That wasn't the reason for my reluctancy. My reluctancy is because of the awful history we have in this country as folks of color and being used for all kinds of, tests and
experiments.
This and that and being in, right, experiment is a better word, and being infected and all of these things that you're supposed to just pretend didn't happen. And when someone says to me, if they, you know, the folks who did these things say, listen, the sky is blue, I would literally open up my window and look out to make sure. I totally understand that. Yes, Mary,
absolutely.
Go right ahead.
Along those lines, Carrie. Think about, so the number 45 who was saying, oh, you don't need this and drink some bleach and, you know, whatever. He didn't drink bleach when he got COVID, right?
No.
He went to the
and
medical
I remember
facility.
That. Do you
yes.
That's right. Do you remember when
so
he
like,
was
it's
standing
good for
up
me
there?
You all don't need it.
Right. Well, I remember the news conference where he was standing up there. And his doctor, one of the supposed physician, you know, she was in the background sitting down. And when he said, they showed her face when he mentioned about the bleach, he said later that he was just kidding. In fairness, we'll say he said he was just kidding. But she was in total consternation. She was like in shock that those words came out of his mouth. She later said this, so it's not like we're putting words in anybody's mouth. She released, I believe she did a book and she talked about it later. But let me tell you, just very interesting. Now, as far as the vaccines go, I believe that we have definitely turned a big point, a corner with all of this. And in 2022, I believe that they're going to pretty much put this to bed. So I'm grateful of that. I think this this whole pandemic thing seemed to, you know, has lasted so much longer than we had thought. You know, we just, like the former administration said, it'll just one day disappear. You know, you wake up and poof. And so that was the thinking that they had. And so we've come a long way with folks, you know, getting these vaccines. Right now, there's still the three major vaccines. They're now coming out with all kinds of pills and things to ward off serious infection and so much more. And they have children things and all this kind of stuff. So we're definitely turning the corner with the vaccines. Now, speaking of which, Mary, you mentioned something right before we went on air today, and that is talking about the hair and beauty industry. We have to work in them in this conversation. We really do. So, you know, just to kind of go back a bit for folks who are just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm with Mary Reed Johnson, and today we're taking a look back at 2021. It's our annual year-end review on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And just kind of, if you're really just joining us, you might have missed our lead in this morning. We kicked off with the amazing singer that we actually lost this year. And it was a wonderful, wonderful song called A Lovely Day. And Bill Withers is the artist. And just how could you not just have fond thoughts and memories, Mary Reed Johnson, with A Lovely Day kicking off this whole episode. And we're going to be playing
that
some of the music
excellent
from
choice.
Some of the folks that we lost. Was that not? Now, just to take a moment, because you guys know we're going to be getting in and out and talking about this. Almost everything that we talk about has been traced back or can be tracked back to a pandemic in some way. So there's a lot to get into, and we're going to get in and delve on in. But the hair salons, this was one subject that I was able to really delve into on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the one thing I have to say, and even before we get into that part, Mary, it was with the pandemic, there were lots of pluses and benefits, if you will, even though this was a very negative, sad story overall. But there were some wonderful things that were born out of this. Did you have any positive experiences that came out of the pandemic, Mary Reed Johnson?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Again, it was just a wonderful time to reflect. Even when the shops closed and reopened and closed again, even for me deciding who really was a worthwhile client, you know, this type of thing. And fortunately for me, most of them were very loyal and, you know, encouraging and, you know, this type of thing. It was nice to have the industry recognized as an industry. And I mean, literally, the gig workers and the contract workers, that is the bulk of the industry. I don't know if it's 62 or 82%, but the bulk. And so having them look big picture and what they might need or want. I had gap insurance when this first happened, and the gap insurance was anything ever happened. You know, if I couldn't perform whatever way or whatever reason, my gap insurance, in addition to the other things I had, was supposed to kick in. It did not. So exposed a lot of problems with the insurance industry and coverages and, you know, that type of thing. Not just me, but just worldwide.
That's amazing.
And so I think that's positive, because anytime you learn from an experience, that's a good thing. So choosing where you want to practice, how you want to practice, expanding your practice, offering classes on, you know, these types of things were not necessary before, but once it became an option, or you were aware of the option, you explored it, and I think it bodes well for the industry. Just so, well, I mean, there's a lot. And so,
yeah, there is, yeah.
It starts, yeah. Just to start to unpack some of those things is important.
Absolutely. Well, I agree with you, Mary. Now, for me and the Hair Radio Morning Show, there was a huge boon in the broadcasting for me. And I could tell you quite personally, during the height of the pandemic, when things were shut down, and here in New York City, it was a virtual ghost town. Nothing was moving. The trains had stopped. People were walking. There was just nothing going on. And everybody was in the house by like 8 or 9 o'clock. As soon as night fell, that was it. You were definitely not outside. And so I remember this. And what was absolutely amazing to me is that because you were home, there were things that we didn't anticipate a few years back, and that would be that folks were looking for things to do inside their homes. They, you know, they didn't even know who some of their spouses were because they had never gotten to spend that much time with them. They had to be reminded of their kids' names. You know,
oh my goodness.
They had not.
May I share
well,
with you one of
absolutely.
The comedians named Jim Gaffigan. He has five
yes,
children.
Yes, I know who Jim
he
is.
Talk
he's
about
on,
him.
Yeah, he's on 60 Minutes, I
on
think.
CBS
he was on
CBS Sunday Morning and just kind of
right.
everywhere. But he yeah. made a big thing of, like, discovering these five children and realizing that they were there to stay and that he would have to interact
I
with them.
You know, I actually saw that, yes. I'm a fan of his, so I saw that. Yeah, you're right. He was on CBS, Sunday CBS Morning News and 60 Minutes and all that stuff on CBS. But, yeah, we had
forever,
to become
forever,
familiarized.
Ever?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I love that. We had to become refamiliarized with a lot of that. And as such for us at Hair Radio, folks were discovering the broadcast. So we have a lot of listeners from all over the world, and we welcome you. We love you. We thank you for being a part of our experience. But we were able to be introduced to a lot of folks because of the pandemic that we probably wouldn't have had a chance to meet so soon. So we are grateful on that level for being able to do that. And speaking of the Hair Radio Morning Show, we had a lot of folks who literally joined us in 2021 for the very first time and got to be part, thrust right in the middle of some of the biggest news stories about hair and beauty in the world. And so we're going to talk about that. And I've got to first say, like some of those hair salons that were open, were closed for a little bit, some states, depending on where you were almost like they didn't close at all. I think if I recall correctly, Georgia had pretty much opened right back up. Maybe 2 weeks if you want to say close. I think they gave it a week or two, the pandemic to come and go. And then they were right back open. Georgia
like,
was
I
one of the
money.
First states. Georgia, did. They were like, we are opening back up, honey. You're going to have to mask up, but we don't really care what you do, but we're opening back up. And I'm just exaggerating a bit, but let me tell you, I think one of the interesting interviews that we did was with the folks at Barbicide. The folks at Barbicide. So we had, Mary, I want to get this lady on. Her name is Nurse Leslie. And she talked to us at that time. Again, this was during the pandemic. We have it firsthand. And then we're going to get to the biggest news story, the very biggest news story, in one of the biggest news stories in the country, if not the world, but particularly in our industry. And we'll tell you what that is.
Oh, let me guess.
In the show. Oh no, not yet. We're gonna tease it for just a tad or two as we move into the next hour on our look back at 2021. I'm Kerry Hines with Mary Reed Johnson. We're gonna have you guys to stay with us, and then as we come back, we're going to delve on in with Nurse Leslie of Barbicide and kind of give us a little bit. It'll help us to kind of understand when we're listening to this cast, this replay, with Nurse Leslie of where we were at that time. And then, like I said, we've got some big things to touch on in this look back. So I'm super excited. So we want you guys to stay with us. We'll take a little bit of a commercial break as we move into the next hour. And again, I'm so grateful to have you with us. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the show.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CC Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. It is our second hour, Tuesday, December 12th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's great to have you guys with us. We are super excited. Got a lot to get into this morning. We're real happy about that. We'll be unpacking in just a moment. First, let me bring back to our mic this morning. The one and only out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Of course, we're talking about the queen of the AM, Nicole Marie.
Good morning
again, Nicole Marie.
Happy mid-show.
Yes, happy second hour to all of you guys out there. Yes, so it's good to speak with you. We're back live. I want to say to all the fans and all of our listeners this morning, you guys, we decided to kind of take you back a little bit. I dug into our archives because I wanted folks to make a comparison. Probably should have clued you in on that at the top of the broadcast. But I thought it would be fun to kind of do a replay of where we were.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
In 2021. And Well, I'm going to let you – I want to hear what you got to say. First of all, Nicole Marie, did you hear bits and pieces? What were your thoughts this morning?
I did. I liked going back and hearing some of those stories from 21 and 22. You know, some things not so good, but it's always good to go back and listen and remember, okay, those are the things that happened and then where we are right now. So
yeah.
I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
Wow. You know, just very interesting to me.
Very interesting.
I enjoyed it as well. I thought
you know, because I had forgotten that Mary Ree Johnson, I got to shout her out this morning because she did a great job in co-hosting with me on the special. Yeah. And when I look back, and it was interesting on some of the commentary, that's where we were at that time. I forgot that we were just really, you know, kind of in the throngs of the pandemic talk. And also
pandemic,
the vaccine.
The insurrection, all of that.
We were in a whole different place. I didn't even remember that was the year of the insurrection until I heard our commentary. So that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show represents. We, what I call it, Nekomri, is a chronology. We have 10 years of just the morning edition, not the whole Hair Radio, you know, plethora of episodes. I'm just talking about since 2015 that we turned this Hair Radio show into the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we took what was a broadcast on different times, because the show used to be on different networks, come on at night, in the afternoon, all different times in different cities. We took that and turned it into a morning version of the broadcast. Exactly. So we've been on Blog Talk. We're coming up on, this will be our ninth year on January 5th. So as soon as we roll in, that's 9 years on Blog Talk. That's our anniversary date. And so then we move into celebrating our 10th year. So incredible all by itself. I mean, there's so many accomplishments that we can be proud of on this broadcast. And of course, you know, so looking back, it gives us a
celebrate, Gary.
Because we keep on going, that little engine that, we've accomplished a lot. A lot.
Keep on going.
And you know what? That's the best you could say this morning. Really, I love it. And that's what we're going to do, exactly that. So when I listened, I loved the talk. I really did. I loved it. It reminded me of so much. It was hard to believe that that's where my mind was 2 years ago on those things. And what we were talking about then, I mean, it's crazy that we can just go back and listen. You know, it just, it's so much there. I still have that piece that I'm going to get on for you guys. Because that's what we're doing. We're coming up on 1,000 shows. Talk about celebrations, Nekomri Bere.
Wow.
We're coming up on 1,000 episodes of this broadcast.
1,000
And so I'm
episodes.
Looking back. Yeah, that's a lot. So I'm looking back at these incredible items that, you know, we chatted about on the show and continue to do so.
Right.
And not very many people can do that. Again, we're the longest running hair and beauty. Let me just put it on out there. We're the longest running hair and beauty radio talk show in the history of broadcasting.
Wow, what an accomplishment.
Okay, with the T and the period. We really are. So I started this genre back out of Newark, New Jersey. Long before, when folks would laugh when you said you'd talk about hair on radio. They couldn't imagine it. I'm not even kidding. They could not envision talking about something that they thought was only visual.
Right.
And here I had the forethought to think ahead. Now they talk about screwing in light bulbs and stuff with podcasts. They make whole shows out of, you know, so it's really true. You know, just getting out of bed, there's a whole podcast about that.
Wow.
So that's where, but we were ahead. We were ahead.
That's it.
So this is where we, you know, we just want to acknowledge that. But our show gives us an opportunity to go back and play some of those incredible conversations.
Right.
And we look what we've done. We were still ahead, even with our interviews. Interviewed.
We're always ahead, Gary.
We're so far ahead, it's not even funny. I look back
That's why people are trying to imitate and duplicate. because we are ahead.
Thank you. Yes, you're absolutely right. I look back at, you know, our conversations with the fella who had passed away, and the famed playwright, Shelley Garrett, when he was show. And then we lost him not long after that. His wife, Doris, was on our show. I look at Melba Moore, who just recently got a star on the Walk of Fame out in Hollywood. She's been on our show a couple of times. I also look back at Dionne Warwick, who was just now she's getting that presidential honor, which will be on CBS TV. And so she's been on our show, and Beyonce, we opened up the show this morning with Break My Soul by Beyonce. That was the song that kicked off this morning. And, of course, Trucker Ed. We had a little audio burst with Trucker Ed talking about our office that I had opened up back in Newark, New Jersey, speaking of when we started the show. And C.T. Peniston came to do our show. Yeah. What I didn't share is that I sent the limo for C.T. I sent the limo. It was my limousine that I sent to have her picked up. And the limo would come and get me every morning in Montclair, New Jersey, and drive me to my office space in Newark. I had two assistants. It was just such a wonderful life. That money came from my California to fluff the bear days. Might as well just put it all out there for you guys. Yeah, so I was always ahead of thinking and doing things that were innovative.
Right.
And I've got the receipt.
You still are, Carrie.
Oh.
You're always thinking. You're always creating.
That's just you.
That's your mindset. You're always looking to take things to another level and be different. Not what everyone else is doing, but thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
Something totally creative.
I love that. Thank you, Nicole Marie. I don't like to rest on my laurels, and I also want to make sure that we don't get too complacent.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of us fall into that. Avoid that like the plague. Don't get so complacent that you're living in the space where people are giving you the accolades and you're far from being able to see that you need to move forward. You can't ever rest on what you've accomplished.
Keep it moving.
You cannot. As much as you want to do that, live in that space of people telling you how great you are, you don't. You want to always look forward.
Don't get caught up in that. That's just hype.
Don't get caught up in that hype. Very good, Nakomri. You're absolutely right. Hey, I wanted to talk about a couple of updates that kind of happened over the weekend. You guys know we're off on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. We broadcast the Hair Radio Morning Show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. So we do have a schedule note. I call it a programming note. We're off starting next Friday. So we're here this whole week, and we're here all next week. But as of December 22nd at 9 o'clock, that's it until after, until New Year's Eve night. So we're going to be a week off starting on like around the week of Christmas, and then we come back for New Year's Eve and our nighttime celebration.
Oh, yes. Bringing in the new year.
Yes. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. So it's a big, big celebration. And it's going to start at 9:30 at night on that New Year's Eve night. And I think New Year's Eve this year is a Sunday night.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Well, I've talked to a few folks, and they've already told me, Gary, we're not going out to the club. We're not going out to the dinner restaurant. We are going to
people are staying home
to the Air Radio Morning Show at night for the New Year's Eve countdown. Is that not something?
Sounds great.
Now, Nicole Marie,
Where were you guys? Weren't you our co-host last year this time?
I was, Carrie. I was there.
Well, where were you guys? Y'all were on the New Year's Eve countdown. How come I don't remember?
I must be getting up there.
I was there,
oh,
Carrie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was there.
Wow. Did we have a good time or what?
We had a great time. Yes, we had a great time.
Yes, I loved it. And I'm looking forward to this year. Like
so
those end of year.
So much fun.
Right? Yeah, it was. You know, like the looking back, we've been doing this every year now. And it has been so much fun. And the shows are getting better and stronger and better. And I love it. It kind of reminds me of Dick Clark. I'm going to call him Dick Van Dyke. Dick Clark.
Right.
Somebody else used to do the countdown.
Yes. They have other people trying to fill in and make it happen, but it's not
it's
the same.
No. The only thing that comes close is our annual celebration. Nobody else comes close to Dick.
No, not at all.
He was just phenomenal. And I believe a Philadelphian. We'll have to ask Michael Hopkins about that. You guys know Michael. He'll be with us shortly because this is Tuesdays belong to Vet Talk Radio, and we're going to be talking with Michael all about that in just a little bit. He'll be joining us at about 7:25 or so this morning. I can't wait because we have a lot to talk to him about. But, yes, Nicole Marie, I'm just loving all of this. I really am. So New Year's Eve celebration, of course, kicking off at 9:30 to 10 with the radio red carpet. And then 10 o'clock starts our actual countdown for the new year. And we've got special performances, great talk that you haven't heard. Plus, we'll be, again, looking back at some of the things in 2023. But more importantly, we're going to be looking ahead at 2024. So I'm super excited
about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to just ask you something. We haven't talked about this.
Okay.
Starting on Christmas Day, I do believe, they're releasing a new movie musical called The Color Purple.
Yeah.
And I said, let me check in with Nicole Marie on this. Nicole Marie, now, did you see the original Color Purple, and
are you a fan of that? I certainly am. I love the movie. I've seen it several times. Always good to watch, like I'm seeing it for the first time. So I'm actually excited about the musical. Definitely want to see it. So how about
you?
Well,
you know what? Well, I could tell you, I've seen the movie way back when, you know, that start over and all of them.
Right.
And I did enjoy them, and Margaret Avery, who played Shook, was fantastic in the movie.
Yeah.
I loved the movie. I did. I thought it was fantastic with Whoopi. And I also got a chance to see Fantasia on Broadway. I did. I went with one of my good friends to see Fantasia and in that same role. And she was fantastic, by the way, on Broadway. And so to see now the movie on, in fact, one of my friends, so I went to that movie to see that. We were just chatting about that yesterday off air. And we were just talking about that. And I said, yeah, we went to see that movie. Actually, they reminded me because I had forgotten that we were at the same point.
Right.
I just remember seeing the movie. And it was so good. And I remember LaShawn, who is one of the actresses out there on Broadway. She's a very popular actress in New York. She was she first did the role, and then Fantasia took it over. So I did love it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But we know the story so much. Is that going to make a difference?
For me, I think going into it, I don't expect it to be necessarily the same. Obviously, it's a musical. You have different, you know, people and so forth. So I'm going into it just expecting pretty much some of the same from the, you know, different parts from the movie, but at the same time, I'm expecting something different just because it is a musical.
Wow.
So I'm kind of going in with kind of fresh eyes and ears.
Okay. Well, listen, I think we're going to have a good time. So we're going to tell you if it's, if it's two thumbs up or five thumbs down. We'll let you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm believing that it's going to be great with Oprah, of course, as the producer. So it should be real fun. And just, you know, looking at having some fun out there. Just wanted to remind folks a little bit also about what's happening here, and something that we don't really remind folks of that we will begin to do in every episode, and that is that you need to follow us. You need to follow us. You got to. So we're on social media, and you can search us. It's easy to search us. Most folks don't realize that we have a social media account for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And all you got to do, go to Facebook and search the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Right.
And there it pops up. So if you haven't done that, please do so. Again, it's the Hair Radio Morning Show on Facebook. And if you are on X, which used to be Twitter, you can simply type in at Hair Radio, which is HAIRADIO. Again, remember one R in the middle of Hair Radio. And if you want to move on over to IG, which is Instagram, again, part of the Facebook Meta family of social media products, just so that you know. Instagram, our Instagram name is at Heinz Carey. So it's under my name, just reverse. So it's just at HINESKERRY. So those are some of the main social media accounts. And plus we're looking at, you know, bringing back our own social media platform and so many other things that we are working on behind the scenes. So if you want to know what's happening in the world of hair and beauty, news and otherwise, you need to keep it here each day. So just thought I'd kind of toss that on in. And speaking of each day and keeping you informed and inspired, we got to talk with Nicole Marie about that morning inspiration and hope.
Oh, yes.
And boy, as you heard in the first hour, we need hope. Badly.
Yes,
we really
do.
Yes. And the idea real quick that you can, that we are, looks like we're repeating what we just saw with our own eyes 2 years ago. It's crazy.
We are.
So
we are.
This is
so sad.
This is where we are. It's sad. But we're going to keep beating the drum, and we're going to lead off with you doing just that this morning with Hope of the Day. So Nicole Marie, first, let me get on your brand new, recently created, what I call the intro of hope. Is that not nice? The intro of hope.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's the actual intro, and then take it away, Nicole.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right, Nicole Marie. So listen, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. The hope of the day is set your own routine. We each work most effectively at different hours. Some revel at night, some early morning. Find when your mind sparks best. if you can, break out of the 9-to-5 structures. Take control of your timetable. Work your own hours. To you, Carrie, and I definitely know you work your own hours.
Yeah, I am definitely someone who loves what Patrick, you know, really wrote about in High Hopes, because that's me. I've long believed in setting my own routine. I've never thought, I'm not a good follower, folks, in case you haven't noticed that. I'm not so much a disruptor, but I'm not a follower. I don't believe in that. And so I got to get up. I got to have my own routine. Everything I do is out of rote in a good way. So, I'm a big believer about setting my routine. My day starts now. It used to be 4, but now it's 3 o'clock for some reason. So I kind of get up about 3 every morning, and I start working on different ideas. I start thinking about my day, even if I have not gotten up physically out of bed, so to speak. I'm thinking about, what am I going to do, or what do I want to accomplish, and what do we need to push forward? So that's kind of that idea. And, you know, so I love what he had to say, revel at night. In my case, revel in the morning. And
revel
so
in the morning.
So I love that. Yeah. Now, what about you? Are you a reveler in the morning?
Sometimes, Carrie. Sometimes I am, not as early as you, but sometimes I do wake up early before my husband and the kids get up, but mainly at night. Once the kids are in bed, it's quiet, then I'm getting things done. I'm preparing for the next day, and that's my quiet time. So more so at night.
Well, I love that.
Sometimes in the morning.
I do. But sometimes in – and I'm sometimes at night.
So
we got it going on. We got you covered out there, folks.
That's it.
Well, let's check it, right? Let's check in with Michael Hopkins to see, when is he reveling? Is it in the morning or is it at night? Nicole Marie, do you want to take a – we'll take a little bet on this. When do you think Michael is a morning reveler, or do you think he's a night reveler?
I think he's a night reveler.
I'm going to go and say he's a morning reveler. We'll see what Michael Hopkins.
Okay.
Michael, are you there? Now, Michael hosts the Vet Talk radio show out of wonderful, beautiful, beautiful spots of the
beautiful spots.
I hear the voice. Michael, again, happy mid-show. Good morning. We're in the second part of the broadcast, second hour.
Wow.
Yes, Nicole Marie, Kara Hines. And again, good morning.
Wow. Wow. This one, Patrick Lindsay, he hit a home run on this one. Now,
Michael, do you, what are you? Are you one of those revelers now?
Oh, my goodness, Carrie. You put me in a spot right here. You guys have put me in a spot because you're like betting on me. And it's kind of funny because, just to be honest with both of you, I can function either way. It doesn't matter to me. You know, whenever I'm called upon to be up early in the morning to go do things and get stuff done, then I'm all about that. Many times, you know, Carrie, I may not wake up as early as you do, but like this morning, I was up about 5. It's like my clock, my internal clock just wakes me up sometimes. At night, many times I try to wind down at night. I can function if I have to, but a lot of times I just like to wind down at night. I like to go back, reflect on the whole day, what I accomplished, what I didn't accomplish, and I just go into the slowdown mode.
Wow. I am blown away, Michael. This is fantastic. Yes, good to know. But I got to shout out. I love that today, Nicole Marie. That was outstanding.
Yeah, it really was.
Her own routine.
Right.
For
sure,
and
for
it
sure.
Just reminds me, Michael and Nicole Marie, it just reminds me that we're all different in our own way.
Right.
I love it.
So
yeah.
True.
We are similar and that we are different. Is that not
exactly.
Nice? That's the quote, Carrie Hines. I'm going to give that one over to me today. We are similar and that we are different. So that is nice. Now, listen, folks, we have a lot more to get to today. Michael, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. We're gonna come back. We've got a lot to catch up with you about in terms of what's broadcasting today at the 8:30 mark on this very show. We have Vet Talk Radio to talk about and chat about and go into great detail, so we'll be doing that. And so much more. But first, I got to say, little bit of a music break, talking about the state of the world. You guys, I don't think we could have covered it any better than we did in the first hour this morning in our look
True.
Back with Mary Lee Johnson, right?
Oh, so, my favorite person.
Yeah, that was just, I loved it as well. So we've got Miss Janet Jackson. And just talking about digging up out of our archives for State of the World. We'll be back with so much more to go this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie, great job. Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do, Kerry Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Okay, I think we're here. It's always, you guys know, Tuesday mornings are always fun. But you guys are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, you're live on the air. Are you able to hear us?
Yes, sir, very much so.
Terrific, because coming up in just a little bit, of course, is our 10th episode of your Season 3 for Vet Talk Radio Show. I do want to get into that a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening on the episode today. It's something that is near and dear to kind of all of our hearts, really.
and something that you know a lot about, Michael. So we're going to get into that in just a little bit. So first, wanted to kind of thank you so much, guys, out there for staying with us and listen. And if there's any technical issue on the show, remember we're broadcasting live, and this is the internet, and who knows what's going to happen from minute to minute. But should there be any interruption in what you hear, simply, hang up and dial back in again on the 516 number. You should be okay. And if you, if there is a technical thing, just be aware that we're already aware of that. So just know that we're working on it and we'll resolve it so we can get back live broadcasting to you. That's what happens when it comes to live broadcasting. I've been doing live broadcasting for many, many years, and you never know what's going to happen. And that is part of the excitement. So just wanted to kind of go ahead and toss that on out there. So just kind of, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got a lot more to say this morning and so much more. So, so folks, thank you so much. Just stay with us. Michael, we've got to be on and kind of chatting it up about Vet Talk. So just kind of hang on in there with us, folks. So much more to go this morning. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, I'm Carrie Eyes. Listen, I just want to say how grateful I am, really, to be working with you guys. It means a lot. I hear the announcement always about waking up and enjoying my coffee and breakfast with my two favorite folk in the whole world. Well, this is very true. And so it's just a joy. It really is. And I just want to say thank you to you guys directly, Mr. Michael Hopkins, Mr. VPR, you know, with the Vet Talk Radio Show, and, my longtime co-host and co-star, Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie. So, again, thank you, guys. And Nicole Marie, what's going through your mind today?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael, I am so excited about this 900th episode celebration. And
wow.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing to be at this point. First off, I want to say thank you to all of the fans and listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to say thank you to our team. To just everyone that has made the Hair Radio Morning Show what it is, just a success. So I want to say thank you. And I'm so humbled, I'm so honored, I'm so grateful as well to just be a part of the show and be a part of this family and be able to work with you every day. Each day I give the hope of the day just to offer inspiration to everyone just to kickstart the day. But you all are my inspiration to keep going, keep moving, and to do the things that I do. So I just want to say how much I just appreciate you. So thank you so much.
That's amazing. And Michael, what do you think about, Michael, when you hear Nicole Marie say those wonderful words?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole Marie, when I hear Nicole Marie and I hear those words, it just makes me, it always makes me think back to the first time that Nicole and I met you. That's what it makes me think about. And we had, we just really had no idea. I mean, we had no idea. Remember, we thought that just doing what we did with Vet Talk was just going to be a small little deal, nothing biggie thing about it.
Yeah.
But
we
then
come in
that,
and do what we do,
and that was it. But then you see what happened. We met this gentleman named Carrie Hines, and we began to learn who Carrie Hines was and is.
Yeah.
And we began to learn so much about his world, the broadcasting world. And the more that we learned about his world, the more we learn that, hey, we want to be a part of this. This is
exactly
fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
get rid of us.
Yeah, he couldn't. He just couldn't because this was too much fun. We enjoy what we do with you, Carrie, in the morning.
We really do.
We love it. This for us, I know for me, I mean, maybe I can't speak for Nicole Marie, but for me, this is a dream come true.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio. What Christmas means to me, three things: family, friends, and reflection. Happy holidays.
Nicole Marie, and Christmas to me is about celebrating the birth of Jesus and spending time with family. I get so excited. This is my favorite holiday of the year. Spending time with my children, seeing the excitement on their faces, and just spending time with friends and other people in the community. We always spend time purchasing gifts for others. It's always better to give than to receive, and that's something that I just teach to my children and something that we do every year, and we spend a lot of time doing this. So each one of you, I wish you a wonderful Merry Christmas and happy holiday season. Take time and spend it with your family and your friends.
Okay, we're back live. You are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday, December 12th of 2023. Michael Hopkins, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, sir. Still with you.
All right. It's our show number 932, and sometimes there are some technical things going on, and just wanted to bring you guys up to speed. So in this morning, the internet, sometimes if I don't switch up the feed, then I'm getting internet that may not be as optimal. And so I apologize for that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, got to switch it up. And that's what we do. So the good news is when you play the show back, you won't hear the gap. So hopefully that will be minimized. So again, it's December 12th. We're live this morning, as you can tell, 12/12/23. And just real happy. We're coming up on the 8 o'clock hour if you're on the East Coast, coming up on 7 in the morning if you are in Central Time Zone. So, Michael, did not have a chance to get into the Vet Talk for today, but what would you like folks to know about the episode today at 8:30?
Oh, Carrie, the episode that's coming up today at 8:30, that's 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, we're going to be talking about 5 overlooked PTSD secondaries. Back over to
Okay,
you.
Well, what exactly does that mean?
Well, let's start with PTSD. PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. Just to get a little teeny teaser, it's something that's a mental health issue that many veterans have. Civilians have it also, but in this context, we're talking about veterans having PTSD. And that's what we're going to be talking about. There's some secondaries, and we've talked about secondaries on the show, that can happen when you have post-traumatic stress disorder. Just a little teaser, Carrie. Can't give away the whole cookie jar now, can we?
You're right about that, Michael. And like you said, the Vet Talk Radio show is on at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. But yeah, as Michael said, this does affect a lot of folks out there. And even when I listened back to today's broadcast at the first hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show, we were looking back 2 years ago at 2021. And if you heard the conversation, it was really centered and focused on the pandemic talk and vaccines and all of that. And that's where we were just a little over maybe 2 years ago. And that episode was from that point and where we were at that time. And a lot of what we were dealing with was PTSD. So the general public, that is. So we should very much be able to relate to the plight of what a lot of folks are coping with, and particularly the veterans. And so I know you're going to paint the picture for us coming up in about a little over a half hour. You don't want to miss it. So we're all ripe and raring to go to see what you have, what you're going to uncover today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. Again, this is your episode number 10, and it's season 3. So this is really super exciting. And we're just kind of, you know, right? But I'm loving the show today.
Right.
I'm loving it. It's still a lot about the holiday and all of that. And I think we heard a little bit on what Christmas means and all of that and celebrations and so forth. So just, you know, we're still being positive, a positive mind. Now, listen, I do want to shout out. We were talking about The Color Purple earlier mid-show with Nicole Marie. There's a big movie opening up on Christmas Day. Starring Fantasia Barrino. You guys remember her from American Idol and Broadway.
Right.
She played the same role in The Color Purple on Broadway. So now it's a big musical based on movie musical based on the Broadway musical of the movie. Okay, so lots of
try to say that 3 times.
Exactly. And so we're real happy about that. She's already been nominated. In case you guys missed over the weekend, they released the, I think yesterday, the Golden Globe nominations for the big Golden Globe Awards. You guys know Jennifer Hudson. She's won all those awards already.
Right.
But it's nice to see her American Idol competitor, Fantasia, and friend of hers. I think they are very friendly. They've worked together quite a bit. And so, you know, so I'm hoping, I think Fantasia's already been nominated for a Golden Globe. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. And there's some.
Wow, that's great, Carrie.
Yeah. And I just wanted to share that with you guys out there. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed because she's really a great talent. You know, everybody's a little different. Jennifer, everybody, they all can sing and they all can do what they do. And they're people. And everybody's just an individual. So folks are always comparing and making them feel like they're competitors.
Right.
But they're not. But they are not. And that's the thing, wishing each other well. That's the
very
key.
Much so, Karen.
And
then
that's
they
how
have
we
that one thing.
As people are coming.
And you know, Carrie, they have that one foolish thing. You know what that foolish thing is called?
What's that? Talent.
It's called talent.
I knew Michael was going there. Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many folks out there today who are lacking it. We're not going to name names, but we are proud when it comes from our community, and these folks need to be celebrated. Now,
the
news that I guess I should have done a special K-High report because there is a new treatment for sickle cell anemia that you guys know. This is something that is not just a black disease, but it's so many folks of color have been battling this forever and a day. And so they're just now approving this new treatment. So you guys can Google it and get all the details. It's out there, and this is really a game changer from what we are hearing. So let's just,
wow,
just, you know, almost anything, you know, we're so desperate for some kind of treatment. So they're just short of saying it's a cure, but it looks super duper duper promising.
That's fantastic.
So I just wanted to share that with you guys this morning on the Hair
Radio. You know, another thing too, Carrie, our hearts and minds go out to those who were in the tornado that happened over the weekend out in the Midwest, out in Tennessee.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. Absolutely. So we're going to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. So listen, I am just super duper duper riled up and ready for this broadcast and so much that we will be getting into. We'll take a little bit of a break and we'll be right back. So stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Good morning. Good morning, Keisha McAllister.
Hey, hey, Carrie Hines. Good morning.
Yes, hey, hey, back to you. Doing just great. Yes, I wanted to kind of jump on in with this special edition. We're calling it Ask a Hairstylist.
Yes.
So we're real excited about that. We have a couple of questions that were all sent in to our social media, and we are so excited. So we're going to ask you. We're going to put you on the hot seat here this morning on the Radio Morning Show, and our own version called Ask a Hairstylist today. Again, our very, very special stylist joining us is Keisha McAllister from Fairfield, California.
Yes, so here we go.
Okay. Yeah. So here's the first up is Sonia from Dearborn, Michigan. That's Dearborn, Michigan. Okay, she writes, I want to choose a new hair salon or hairstylist. She abbreviated H/S. I'm assuming it's hair salon or hairstylist. And she wants to know, should she inform the old hairstylist that she's going to leave? She says she's been with him for several years. Doesn't say exactly how many, but several years. Okay, Sonia, let's ask Keisha. Keisha, what do you say to Sonia in Dearborn, Michigan?
You know, Sonia, when it comes to finding a new stylist, it seems like it's kind of like breaking up with a loved one, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or something like that.
Yes.
I've had some people leave along the way, and they've never told me, but we've never, you know, had any beef when I saw them, you know. How did that make you feel
when they just upped and left, Keisha?
You know, I'm not the jealous type anyway, and if they were looking for a service that I don't do, then they had to go somewhere else, and that's what I took it as. So I didn't take it personal, especially when I saw them again and they were in a different hairstyle that I don't do. So you have to think that your stylist will be okay if you leave. Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I give you my little take on this? I appreciate that. I think that's fantastic. And that is the best way, what Keisha just explained, as a professional. you know, because, you know, folks, we like to always think that our barbers and our hairstylists are interchangeable pieces on a checkerboard or something. And you guys are not. You have all different levels of skill sets and expertise, and you all have one thing you definitely share, and that's the passion for doing hair. And so, yeah. Which is remarkable, and we salute you and appreciate that. One other thing I would tell Sonia, because to me, you know, when you, and especially what you said, Keisha, you likened it to breaking up with, you know, with like a relationship, if you will, because it is a relationship of a sort, and yeah. Very similar to that of a boyfriend-girlfriend type thing, and you might think that the person might take it personally, but as you just heard, Keisha, our hairstylist, resident stylist, explained that she would not take it personally. But one of the other things I would do before I would really say, you know, just as a person on a human level, I just explain to the person that, you know, you're going to check someone else out, if you know, because I believe I think they'll understand just like Keisha did. I really do. I think it's okay to let them know instead of just kind of ghosting people and disappearing on them. You know, give them a moment, pull them to the side. And I think that's fine. You might even get a recommendation for that new style that you're looking for.
That is
because I have a lot of friends of mine who are all hairstylists, and quite often they will literally say, well, you know what? I don't specialize in this, but you know, whoever, Joan down, you know, three doors down,
right.
This is our specialty. And they literally have come here and told me that they do that. And but not only that, I had one hairstylist who you guys have heard on the show. I won't name names. But she told me personally, she says, you know, because she had just opened up her shop in that particular neighborhood, and there was another salon right down the street. And she says that she had not met the proprietor of that shop yet. And she said that that lady knew of her new shop that had just opened, and she referred clients down to her. And I said, wow, you hadn't even met her yet. And if that's not a nice thing to do.
That's very, yes.
Is that not amazing? Only, you know, that's why I'm blown away with hairstylists and their generosity.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I do. I will put some people that, you know, some services that I don't do, I will move them onto someone else's chair, especially when I know the kind of work that they do. So, yeah, that is very true, Carrie. Very true.
Awesome. Okay, Sonia, I hope you found that helpful. All right, so now moving. Yes, right. We're moving on to Alex in Miami, Florida. Now, Alex is... Yeah, it says that when he picks up his wife at her hair salon, I guess she's been going to, he hears all of the gossip from both the hairstylist and the client. And this is something that he has noticed his wife is tending to do more so at home. And he's wondering, what should he do about it? Should he talk to the folks at the salon or should he talk to his wife? Do you have any experience with this, Keisha? Can you help Alex?
Well, Alex, unfortunately, a lot of salons, especially if they're open-air salons, will be full of talk and gossip. A lot of times it's the celebrity gossip. There are some salons who do personal gossip. I personally don't have that issue, but Alex, talk to your wife. Because you're not going to be able to control the salon. You know, you're not going to be able to go and check, you know, the salon owner or the manager about all the stylists and the women and men who come in there and tell their own business or whatever. So he's really, really needs to speak to his wife about not bringing it home.
Exactly. Not bringing it home. That's actually a very important thing. Yeah, leave it where you find it. And if you can... Yeah. Don't take part in it if it really bothers you. Yeah, I find that very interesting, Alex. It sounds like there's more going on there than we're able mm-hmm. to discuss today. But yeah, talk to the wife.
Yes.
And let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear back from you.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So that's really interesting because you may not have to deal with this when you don't have a lot of other professionals there with you, especially if you have, like, you know what I mean? If you're mm-hmm. at a big salon, you have a lot of different personalities.
True.
And this is the stereotype. Not all salons gossip. Not all men and women gossip. So we want to make sure so we're not going to just assume that that happens. That's not something that we say about the barbershops.
Right.
You know, at the barbershop, it's considered, we are sitting having men-to-men, deep conversations of thought, provoking ideas. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, men could be gossiping too. So,
yes,
am I right?
I work with barbers. Yes, I work with barbers. They are terrible gossips.
Okay. See, I was trying to keep us on top of this.
My bad.
Oh, that's okay, Keisha. Doing great. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, of course, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines with our resident hairstylist. We're talking to Keisha McAllister from out in Fairfield, California. On
hey,
the line today, we are so excited. Good morning. And
good
it
morning.
Is our version today of Ask a Hairstylist. We've got to get some nice theme music and all of that going on again. Ask a Hairstylist. So we were just covering some questions that had been written, sent in to us through our social media, and folks who have gone on to our Hair Radio online community and HR members, which is very easy to get to. You can go to www.hrmember.com. Again, it's hrmember.com and sign up and ask your question as well. Okay, so here we go. Here's another one. Let's see. Mary from Las Vegas. Okay, so she's not too far from California.
Mary
from Las Vegas, right?
Okay.
That's a few hours away. So Mary says, should she be concerned? Oh, okay. Well, this is about the big hair straightening thing that was made big news several months back. The National Institute of Health did the big report on chemical straighteners for African-Americans being potentially according to their reporting, put black women at higher risk for straightening their hair. And I should say, for straightening their hair, we'll say that's what it said, chemically straightening. So chemical straighteners. So here's the thing. So Mary from Las Vegas, I guess I just want to say that this is not all, this is their reporting, the NIH, you can go and research them, get National Institute of Health. But her question today, Keisha, is should she be concerned? So that's a good question, fair question. What do you say?
Well, Mary, I think there is some concern, especially when we have home stylists relaxing a millimeter of new growth. So we have people misusing and mishandling this product. So I think that that has to be considered. But when we think about things like cancer, there are always more things to consider. What's diet? What is hereditary? You know, all these things have to be considered when it comes to this. So I say that I know that they're going to keep studying, but be mindful about your home styling and consider, just because you want a certain look doesn't mean that you have to keep frying your hair every 2 weeks. And, you have to think it's permeating your scalp and getting down into. So be careful about what you do with your hair, especially
I think you have nailed it, Keisha. Outstanding. And I like that. Should you be concerned? Well, yes, with your hair care in general. of course you're going to be concerned. So great stuff. And like Keisha said, there's more to come on these type of reports and all of this, and just be aware. But also how often you do things can play a big part in it. Yes. Just, you know, just really think through these things. You have to be your own best advocate, folks. Okay, last question, last question. Okay, now this comes to us from my home city, Philadelphia. That's where I was born and partially raised down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, before moving to suburban New Jersey. I come from the city, like Miguel. And Miguel, now, Miguel's a professional also. Okay, he's a hairstylist like you, Keisha. So he wants to know, here's the question he was talking about. He wants to rent a chair or sign up or go to a salon. Do you have any advice on what steps he should take in terms of choosing a salon to work at? Are there things he should consider?
I think you should consider reputation of the salon. If you have some comrades or some coworkers or people that you know in the field, talk to them about the salon that you're considering. And then I would go from there. Consider what the process is to get in. You know, there might be a requirement of hours to be there. There might be a time limit that you can be there. There's just a lot to consider. But I would definitely start with people in the industry who know that salon. Just think about their reputation and then go from there.
Okay, that's a very good point. You really have to do your homework and research, right, Keisha? There is just no easy way and easy cookie cutter answer for you. But,
No, there isn't.
Right? Yeah. And this is something where you're going to be spending quite an inordinate amount of time. So you want to be real cautious on that level.
And I
look on social media, too. I always put in the complaints to see what the folks have said. I go to, you know, something like Yelp and see what's been the general, thoughts
reputation.
Out there. Or, you know,
right.
Like you said, reputation. So I think you nailed it, Keisha.
I think there's just one more thing to consider. Consider if he's having to take clients with him. What will be client needs? Will the clients be able to go with him, or is he trying to earn a new clientele? That is what he needs to consider.
Good stuff. Good point. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of salons do not like that you take the clientele with you.
Right.
I guess it depends on which
so some people just go. Right.
But
some people just go with you. That's the only thing. Some people just come with you. They'll follow you anywhere.
That's true. And you know what? And the shops may have specific rules on this.
True.
So it is good to address. So I love all of this. So we're going to have to put together Keisha's list on some of this, because I think this is very helpful information today on the Ask a Hairstylist with our very, very good friend Keisha McAllister, part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think you passed with glowing recommendation colors, A+ across the board. Tens across the board, as they say, yes. So what do you think about this, and what were your thoughts on the Ask a Hairstylist section, session today?
I thought they were very good questions. There's a lot to consider as consumers, as, you know, clients to, their needs. And I think as stylists, we have to also pay attention to what we're able to offer as services, to offer as conversation, to offer as personality. There's just a lot to consider when you become a hairstylist. It's not just doing hair. It's a life-changing experience.
A transformation, a transformative experience.
Yes,
well, listen,
that's what we do.
I agree 100%. And I so thank you. I mean, you knocked it out of the box today. So after hairstylist, you guys, yes, we can't wait for the next installment of this. So always keep it right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keisha McAllister out in Fairfield, California. So tell us one more time, Keisha, let's talk a little bit really briefly about your location. Tell us a little bit about the salon and some of the things that you enjoy doing and services you provide.
Okay. Well, I'm here in Fairfield, California. We are in Northern California. We are equidistant or in between.
yes,
Sacramento, Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. We're actually a military town. So where I work or where I have a salon suite inside of an office building and the services I provide main services, chemical, natural services, but I don't consider myself a braider, and I refer to a couple of other braiders. So, yes, this does happen. But I also serve developmentally disabled people. I serve others with special needs, and I but make it maybe two times out of the month where those are my services and those are the clients that I serve only because they have to be served in a special way. So I'm grateful at the building that I'm in because it has an elevator and clients are able to get into the building, whether they're on a walker or a wheelchair or something like that, or have to have an assistant. I'm able to give them a concierge service. So I'm grateful. I'm Lavender Beauty, soon to be Mohair, but right now still Lavender Beauty, and I've been in the area about 10 years now doing my own thing. So you can find me on Yelp. You can find me on Google here in Fairfield, California.
And certainly right here through Hair Radio. Keisha. Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right, thank you, Angela. And yes, it's Tuesday morning, December 12th of 2023, looking for Michael Hopkins, my co-host and Vet Talk radio show star. Michael, are you there? I think
yes,
we'll see
sir.
If we can get a hold of Mike. Oh, there he is. All right. Well, again, Good morning. I know we're coming up on your episode this week of That Talk Radio Show. We want you guys to stay tuned. Michael's show is all about the PTSD secondary, so this is going to be real interesting, Michael Hopkins, and I just want to say thank you. And let me just officially say, Michael Hopkins is a winner. You're a winner, sir.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Carrie. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So I just wanted to publicly acknowledge that. And we thank you. The Hair Radio Morning Show is, you know, we're thriving because you're one of our co-stars. And folks sometimes are surprised to know that you also, that you are a co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They know that you host the Vet Talk Radio Show, but they forget that you're also a co-host on our broadcast. And that's the biggest compliment of all.
Very much so, Karen. Very much so. Loving it. Loving it, Karen.
So, good stuff and big accolades to you. And we just want to say thank you to all the veterans and all that. So we're going to get into all that in just a moment. So, Michael, we're going to send you on off so that you can prep for your big episode coming up in just a few minutes. So thank you, Michael, and we can't wait. So stand by, Hopkins.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
Michael Hopkins. He is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, and that's Tuesday mornings at 8:30. It's on the way in just a moment or two. We are so excited. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and I've got to tell you guys, it has just been a fantastic. It's been a fantastic kind of a week. Just a lot of good stuff to, you know, to kind of get in and talk about. So listen, I'm just excited. So why don't we take a little bit of a wonderful little quick music break, if you will, and then lead on in with Michael Hop Talk Radio Show. So stay with us, folks.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Let's go ahead and get things moving with your topic for today. So I'm super excited about this. It's kind of a loaded topic, so to speak. It's a big topic out there, and it's very current and very relevant. So, Michael Hopkins, what is it all about? Take it away.
Carrie, today's topic is 5 overlooked PTSD secondary claims.
Wow. Now, listen, we have got to break this down. And it's a lot of, I say it's a lot of unpacking for folks.
PTSD is something, right?
PTSD is something that we hear a lot about these days, and it affects folks in many different ways. It's largely out there in the general public as well, in civilian world.
Very much
but
so.
It, and it's incredibly out there with regards to the veterans, and I know you're going to break it all down for us. But first, Michael, again, remind everybody one more time what the PTSD stands for again and what it's all about.
Carrie, PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. That is the definition of PTSD. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Not only in the military world is PTSD prevalent, it's also prevalent in the civilian world. It's just that, you know, in the military world, Carrie, it has over the last 50 or so years, it has just taken on such a new meaning. As far as with veterans, it's always been there, Carrie. It, believe it or not, Carrie Hines, PTSD goes all the way back to the Civil War, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, it goes, right. It had different names to it. It would be shell shock. It would be combat fatigue. It would be names like that, and a lot of the GIs were familiar with that over the years. They were familiar with these terms. But it
not to interrupt you whatsoever, but I don't know about folks, but for me, I always hated those negative terms like that. I don't even like to repeat those terms because to me, the veterans deserve so much respect.
And they do.
Whatever they were dealing with or continue to deal with, you know, I grew up hearing those negative terms. I've heard them as a kid, and I was never comfortable with them then, and I am certainly not comfortable with them now. So thank you for, you know,
right.
going through this and shedding the light, you know, shining the light on this topic. I'm sorry, but I have to jump
and it's
in.
It's true, Carrie. And it's true what you're saying. It had such a negative connotation, and I'm glad you brought that up. With veterans back then, those words had such a negative connotation to them till they didn't want to be associated with those type of terms. And you're absolutely right. You know, we don't even use those terms anymore. As far as dealing with veterans, that's
right.
why it's PTSD now, and everybody can relate to it, and they know it's a different connotation to it. And actually, just the kind of a general definition of PTSD, as I said, it's post-traumatic stress disorder, and it develops in some people who have experienced a shocking, scary, or a dangerous event. And, of course, many veterans experience these events during their time in the military. And believe it or not, Carrie, believe it or not, PTSD, there are two types of PTSD that a lot of people don't really talk about. We all talk about the combat aspect of PTSD. That is the main one that everyone associates with. They know about it. They've seen somebody that was in combat and how they act and all that. However, there is a non-combat PTSD.
Really?
And a lot of people don't. Right. There's a non-combat. You don't have to be in combat. It can be some type of dramatic issue that happened to you, especially we're talking about veterans. A perfect example of a non-combat event could be a training event that a veteran could witness an injury, the death of one of their fellow service members, and that would be considered non-combat.
That's right. But that definitely
It has the same effects, Carrie Hines. Isn't that something?
Sure. Well, sure.
Like, wow.
It's a part of,
yeah.
I can see that. Well, Michael, I just wanted to let everybody, again, just be reminded, you're covering this topic today, and this is, again, huge, and I'm proud of you for doing the work. Again, this is on PTSD and just incredibly so. So, Michael Hopkins, what do you have at number five?
Carrie, at number five, we're going to be talking about weight gain as an intermediate step.
Okay.
And you're probably
saying,
yeah.
Again, you're covering from five to number one today. Just want to make sure
right.
that's clear. So
right.
you say number five is weight gain.
Weight gain, and we're using it as an intermediate step.
So what does that mean?
I'm glad you said that, Carrie. A lot of times, and, you know, the question is this. People are saying, what the heck does weight gain have to do with PTSD? I don't
yeah.
get it. You know, most people say, I don't get it.
Right.
Well,
Carrie, I'm raising my hand right now, Michael.
Yeah. Would you believe, Carrie, that many veterans experience eating disorders due to their PTSD?
Wow. How? That's amazing.
Wow. A lot of veterans don't think about that. We hear these certain terms all the time. One of the terms we hear all the time is what? Anorexia.
Oh,
and
yes.
it actually is anorexia nervosa.
Yeah, right.
Right. We hear that all the time. Now, when you think
wow.
about it, if you had a traumatic event, like I said, you know, there's PTSD non-combat, and you had
yeah,
some type
I
of traumatic event, you know, you and the next thing you know, it could be binge eating. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have bulimia.
So
nervosa.
All of that has to be the opposite and all
right,
of that.
Right, the opposite of that anorexia where they're just not eating. You know, the
right.
And we've seen that. We've had famous stars, musical stars, that they suffered from anorexia.
That's right. That's right.
Right. We've had that, and it's the same thing with veterans. They could be
yeah.
suffering from it, not know it, and nobody's really paying attention because you don't associate it with it, either
yeah.
weight gain or weight loss. The way
wow.
it becomes weight gain, Carrie, if they gain a lot of weight, and what does gaining a lot of weight do to your joints?
Sure.
It's stress on them, doesn't it?
A whole bunch of stress, yeah. Well,
and
my
you
God,
wind up,
wrong
yes.
way. Wow.
Yes. You know, arthritis, Carrie, heart problems, you know, hypertension. It just goes on, and it comes from what? That traumatic event that you
That's
went
right.
through. And people,
Absolutely.
We've seen that in some people where they binge, they eat because that's masking or covering
sure.
up
oh,
other issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, military
that's
people
it.
Go through it all the time.
Wow.
You
well,
know,
okay.
it's like nobody,
PTSD
isn't that something?
Countdown today, Michael.
Wow.
Goodness.
I mean, this is a wow, isn't it, Carrie?
It is huge. I
wow.
appreciate that. Well, Michael, what on earth could be at number four? Your countdown. Wow.
Carrie, at number four, we are talking about OSA, or better known as obstructive
Ooh.
Sleep apnea. When you're having those episodes, and most people say, well, what's that got to do with it's sleep apnea. What's that got to do with PTSD?
Exactly.
Many mental health issues. And let's just go back and let's talk. What is obstructive sleep apnea? It's basically what, Carrie? You stop breathing. You have problems with your sleep while you're sleeping, and that affects other parts of your body and all that. It does that. Sleep apnea also can lead to what? A depressed mode or mood, increased stress, higher anxiety, major depressive disorder. All because of what? sleep pattern, that lack of sleep, or you're gaining weight, and it's all of this comes from what? PTSD. The after effects of it.
Wow. And again, that's amazing, Nicole.
Wow.
But you hit it on the head. Depression, anxiety, the list goes on and on and on.
Yes.
Just incredible. And these are not always easy to figure out. Because,
right.
Again, you may not know if you unless you have, like, a spouse or somebody there that can kind of help you figure that out in terms of OSA, you may not be aware and certainly won't see the correlation with PTSD, perhaps. So, Michael, this is important.
It's very important, Carrie. Out in the field, I see this a lot when I'm dealing with veterans. As an accredited claims agent, and I'm interviewing veterans for claims for compensation, I see so many of this all the time, these issues. I see these issues. And when I'm talking to the veteran, or if I'm talking to the veteran and the veteran's spouse, and I begin to ask questions, I get painted a very good picture of what they're going through. I get an excellent picture. So I know how to approach their claim. I have a strategy. But, yeah, sleep apnea, that's one of the things that is called like a silent killer because of the after effects of it and the mental health aspect of it. If you don't get enough sleep, Carrie, how are you? What's going to happen to you?
I can tell you that right now.
You can attest to it, can you?
Yeah, I certainly can. And it makes sense, Michael. And that's why we want to remind your fans that this is very important. And I have to say it is important. You know, you're completely affected by sleep patterns, as you brought up, or lack of getting your proper sleep and having some kind of obstruction. In the way of OSA, which is obstructed sleep apnea. Just amazing. So thank you,
very
Michael.
Much so,
again,
Karen.
Making that connection with the PTSD, incredible.
Right.
Well, just to take
very
a moment to remind
so.
Everybody, Michael, you are an accredited claims agent. I say an ACA.
Very
and,
much so.
You know, a reminder to folks, that means that you're able to help navigate the claims process, you're able to help with the disability claims for veterans. Why is this so important for you to do, Michael?
Carrie, the reason why it's so important to me,
yes.
I see so many veterans out here like myself, and we suffer in silence, Carrie, because we have these issues and we don't talk to anybody about it. We just don't. We don't communicate. A lot of us, we don't go to either the VA hospital, a private doctor, even urgent care, Carrie. Sometimes we just tough it out. We don't go. And then all of a sudden, we have these issues, and we can't figure out where these issues come from. Or when we were on active duty, different generations of military, we were basically told, you know, you live with it, suck it up, you're going to be okay, drive on, what are you, a little wimp, you know, you just be a man or be a woman, do this and that. Now, a lot of us are finding out in the latter part of our years here on this earth, we have issues that stem from military service. And that's why it's so important for me to get the word out, so important for us doing this show, because I just want to get the word out so we have people going to the
south.
You're
doing the work,
Michael.
Love it, Karen.
I love it, Karen. As you always know, I'm so very passionate about this for veterans. I'm very passionate about this.
Yes, and I've got to say, that brings us all the way to number three on this PTSD. I call it the PTSD countdown. So really great stuff, Michael Hopkins. So take it away at number three, Michael.
Number three, Carrie, we have gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Oh,
that sounds better than calling it the other name, Carrie?
Yes, that does it. GERD.
Yes, GERD.
Wow.
And so many military people have it and don't realize.
Just remind everybody again a little bit more about it, Michael.
Pretty much, GERD is pretty much on the civilian side, you would call it like acid reflux disease, upset stomach, things of that nature. That's what, as a civilian, you would call it.
Yes.
And we get that all the time. And once again, Carrie, most people are thinking, well, what's that got to do with PTSD?
Exactly.
A lot. It has a lot to do with, because guess what?
What?
If you have PTSD, you have something what's called a stressor event, or it could be several stressor events that can come and go. When you're in a stressful situation, you're in some type of panic mode, or you're depressed or angry, or any of those things with your mental health, it can trigger that upset stomach. It can trigger it. It's been known. It's been medically known that this happens. And it happens to so many veterans, and they can't pinpoint it as to what the problem is. And once it's pinpointed, you know, it's not easy. We're not medical professionals.
Right.
For the most part, we're not in the medical field. We're just another veteran. We go to medical professionals for help. And then that's when we find out, wow, you mean to tell me every time you think about this event, all of a sudden you notice your stomach is upset? Maybe that's the problem.
Well, Michael, I think that you're shining the light on this, and it'll at least put this in the back of the minds of the veterans, you guys out there listening and tuned in, and even the folks who, you know, may have friends or others and other family members who are veterans and stuff. This is, at least can be in everybody's, you know, on their radar. So, Michael.
Very much so.
Wow. Number three and GERD. That word. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
One of them. Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
A word, Michael. Okay. So, number two, everybody. We have got down to number two. Okay, Michael, take it away.
Number two, Carrie. This is one that's really overlooked. It's the medications that you take for your PTSD.
Hold it. Let's make sure we got this now. The medications that folks are already taking for the PTSD.
Very much so.
Explain.
Those meds that we take when we have mental health issues, those meds have something called side effects. We see this all the time on TV, don't we?
Yeah.
If you take XYZ 1-2-3 pill, here are the side effects. Sometimes they're in plain English where we understand the side effects. And sometimes while the music is playing and the dancing people and all this stuff, and they mention
the
side effects.
With the pretty purple flowers.
And it looks so good. They're with their family. Yeah. They're sniffing. Like you say, they're sniffing the flowers. And, and we forget to hear that part. Okay, well, if you take this, it's the possibility you'll have triple bypass heart surgery, and you're going to have, I mean, you know, wow. But it's the same thing with veterans. We're taking these medications to help us cope with the PTSD. And when you look up again, it leads to other issues. It could be weight gain, Carrie. It could be weight decrease. It could be nausea. It could be diarrhea. It could be insomnia. It could irritate your anxiety. You could even have drowsiness and dry mouth, believe it or not.
So, in other words, there could be a laundry list.
Yes, very much so.
Side effects that can emanate out of the different medications that you may be taking. Wow. That's big, Michael.
Yes,
so,
very,
okay, Michael,
very
what should one do then? Should they research the different medications? What steps should they take?
One of the first steps, Carrie, when your medical professional is giving you medication, one of the first things I suggest that a person does, ask those critical questions. Does this have side effects? What are the side effects? You have to know. You have to know, because what if it says don't operate machinery, and there you are operating that buzzsaw or that miter or whatever.
Not a good idea.
Says don't drive, and guess what? You're going from the hospital.
Please.
You're driving.
Yeah, don't
you know,
drive.
You have to ask. Another thing, as you said, with research, Carrie, foolish as it may seem, the container that the meds comes in, guess what it has? Instructions.
Oh, yeah, you got to read.
Read the instructions. If you don't understand, go to a pharmacist, go to a medical professional and say, hey, look, I don't understand what this says. Can you read this to me and explain it to me, please?
Michael, that's so important what you just said.
Very important.
I've got to admit, I remember as a youngster not reading, taking the time to read medications. I thought I knew, oh, I could just take this and no. Oh, my gosh, I almost caused so much bad things by not taking it seriously that you got to read. So please, you just hit it on the head. Read, and get the help that you need. Great advice, Michael. Very much so. Okay. Well, Michael,
it sounds like
it's time for that reminder of these incredible items on the countdown before you get to number one.
Very much so, Carrie. And it has been, this has just been so incredible today, Carrie. Really, I've enjoyed this, just to explain this. And you know, Carrie, at number five, we talked about weight gain and its intermediate steps and the issues that weight gain can cause due to PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
We also, at number four, we also talked about sleep apnea, better known as obstructive sleep apnea, and its effect on veterans with PTSD. Number three, we talked about GERD, or that gastroesophageal reflux disease, and its effect on PTSD. Medications was number two, and the side effects of medications. Wow. Carrie. Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. But you know what? You know what, Carrie? It was one item that it was really an honorable mention when I did my research.
Oh, I know where you're going with this, Michael.
Yeah.
So there is, kind of like what Casey used to do.
One of my favorite guys.
Mention on the countdown.
Yeah.
And that's where there's one item that you didn't add into your five countdown today. So I love that you take a moment to pay a little bit of attention to maybe something that should have been on your list. So that's what the honorary mention is about, I believe.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so. The honorable mention is IBS, better known as irritable bowel syndrome. Sometimes you see them together with GERD. Some veterans are rated for both. some veterans are not. But irritable bowel syndrome continues to plague many veterans who have PTSD.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does. And it just, it messes with your gastrointestinal tract.
Wow.
It can give you things like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. You could be cramping up. You can have abdominal pain. And all of that does what, Karen? It affects your mental health.
Exactly.
It can trigger things.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Michael.
It's just like, wow.
Well, great honorable mention today. All right.
Oh,
well, now,
yeah.
Michael, you have finally arrived at number one. Please
we
take it away again on this PTSD countdown.
You know, Carrie, we definitely have to either get the drum machine or the synthesizer when we get to number one.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do it. Got to. But you know, Carrie, number one talks about headaches. And once again, people, wow, headaches, PTSD.
Wow.
Yeah, how does that fit? Well, Carrie, believe it or not, many veterans suffer from migraine headaches, that very debilitating headaches.
Mm.
How are they? And sometimes the veterans with PTSD, with these headaches, can be daily. They can get triggered by PTSD, believe it or not. Some veterans also carry, believe it or not, some veterans have traumatic brain injuries along with their PTSD.
Wow.
And that triggers what? Migraine-like headaches. Depending on the trauma that they went through, there could be an increase in headaches just due to them being what? Depressed.
Exactly. And this is really big to me, Michael.
Yes.
Because
very big.
They may not think about it like that. It's just not
very
going to occur to me. So this is huge. Wow. Well, Michael, I got to say, when it came to talking about a topic like PTSD, and you, my friend, will be really taking a look at this on a regular basis because, again,
very
it's something that's so big that's out there that's happening, you know, in and out of the military. But the effect that it's had on veterans has been just been alarming to hear of all of this. So listen,
very much.
I just want to say thank you again, Michael. And what are some things that you can, you know, if there's something that you want the veterans to take away from today's information, what would that be?
What I'd love them to take away with this, Karen, the first thing is you're not alone. You know, if there are other veterans, there are medical professionals out there, there are people out there that care about you as a veteran, and they understand what you're going through. Also, seek help. If you need the help, there's no shame. A lot of us have shame and pride. That's not what this is all about. This is about seeking the medical help that you need for you, for your families, for the generations after you. This is about you, the individual veteran. Back to you, Carrie Hines.
All right. Michael Hopkins, I just want to say thank you and also take a moment to salute our veterans always. This very broadcast and everyone that we do here. So thank you. Awesome job, Michael Hopkins. And again, so Michael, what are you going to send everybody off with? Any encouraging words?
Very much so, Carrie Hines. It's all about the vets here on the show. It's about their families. It is about the people who support our veterans. And you don't have to be a veteran to listen to, understand, and help other veterans.